but you know everyone wants to laugh. My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
Good morning. It's March 25th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible version of the book of the same name. Today's topic is Make 'em Laugh. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk shines. Oh, you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and still have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. That was Donald O'Connor in Singing in the Rain. My son-in-law was diagnosed with lymphoma earlier this year. Ian and Kelly have a 2.5-year-old, Henry, my grandson. They are both doctors, so they both know too much, which probably makes everything a little harder. Everyone who hears their story, of course, immediately says they will pray for them. But one physician with whom I work mostly at nights, since she is a hospitalist, offered both prayers and something else. She wanted to send me a joke every day to pass on to Ian and Kelly. You know, something along the lines of, why do you never see hippos hiding in the tops of trees? Answer, because they're really, really good at it. But I'm bum. For the most part, she remembers every day. She texts me the joke with a long empty space after the setup, so I can't see the answer until I scroll down. You know, like, where does Noah store all his bees? Imagine a large blank space here. Answer, in an archive. Now, I am sure that most of the people who said they would pray for our kids actually remembered to do so. In fact, whenever I say we'll pray for someone, I usually try and do it right then, or I might well forget. Whether or not someone really did pray for Ian and Kelly is essentially invisible to me, but not Lisa's jokes. Those I see almost every day, and then Ian and Kelly see them too. I know they make me smile, and there's a pretty good chance they make the kids smile too. There are certain situations in life that are just so dire, so emotion-filled, so tense, that only laughter has even a chance of improving things. A 2020 study showed that laughter relaxes your whole body, relieving physical stress. It boosts your immune system, it triggers endorphin release that relieve pain and increase sense of well-being, improves cardiovascular fitness, burns calories, and it helps change perspective and release bitterness and resentment. A Norwegian study showed that those with a good sense of humor outlive those who didn't laugh, and this was particularly statistically significant in those battling cancer. God has a sense of humor, and He wants us to use it. How do I know that? Because Scripture is awfully clear about us being made in the Creator's image. And believe me, that refers to character, not looks, because I am pretty sure God and I bear only a passing resemblance. Do you really think when Adam and Eve are hiding naked in the garden and God comes looking for them, calling out, Adam, where are you? That He doesn't already know where they are? It's the Creator's version of come out, wherever you are. Take Ecclesiastes 10:19. A feast is made for laughter. Wine makes life merry. But money is the answer for everything. No question, that was tongue-in-cheek. Tell me there's not a little humor in the boys jeering at Elisha and calling him Baldy, then his curse leading to their being attacked by a bear. 2 Kings 2:23. Ever been in church and the minister droned on a little too long? In Acts 20:9-12, Paul literally bored a young man named Eutychus to death with his sermon. Eutychus fell asleep and, falling from a third-story window, possibly died on impact. In any event, the service came to a screeching halt and Paul ran downstairs and hugged the boy, miraculously reviving him. There's a little chuckle in there somewhere. When frustrated by protesters in Galatia while preaching about no longer needing physical circumcision, Paul exclaims essentially, if they're such big fans of this, why don't they just go ahead and cut their own cojones off? Tell me that didn't get a laugh from the crowd. Galatians 5:12. and you don't smile when you read about Balaam's donkey talking back to him, the donkey that can see the angel on the road when Balaam cannot? Numbers 22. You can look throughout Scripture and find humor, but Proverbs and the Psalms make it crystal clear that God is an advocate of the smile and the chuckle. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. Psalm 47:1. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. Psalm 2:4. I will turn their mourning to joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. Jeremiah 31:13. So I heartily recommend that you pursue joy. For the best a person can do under the sun is to enjoy life. Eat, drink, and be happy. If this is your attitude, joy will carry you through the toil every day that God gives you. Ecclesiastes 8:15. Our tongues were filled with laughter. Our tongues were spilling over into song. The Eternal has done remarkable things. Psalm 126:2. It is impossible to read of the joy throughout the New Testament and not picture smiles on the faces of Christ and his disciples. All you who weep now are blessed, for you shall laugh. Luke 6:21. Although you have not seen Jesus, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. 1 Peter 1:8. Some churches have even instituted Laughter Sunday across the country. We close today with a song often used, sung to the tune of Be Thou My Vision. Feel free to use it as a prayer instead. Give to us laughter, by Walter Farquharson. Give to us laughter, O source of our life. Laughter can banish so much of our strife. Laughter and love give us wholeness and health. Laughter and love are the coin of true wealth. Give us to laughter as sign of deep joy. Let us in laughing find Christian employ. Joining with stars and with bright northern lights, laughing and praising and sharing delights, even in sorrow and hours of grief. Laughter with tears brings us healing relief. God give us laughter, and God give us peace. Joy of your promise among us increase. Dear Heavenly Father, at this writing, the doctor who sends me the jokes to forward to my son-in-law has since contracted COVID-19 herself. We pray for her, her family, all our medical personnel and first responders, and our entire world, Lord, as it struggles with this pandemic. Strengthen our brothers and sisters, Lord, so that they may step into this bad situation and rest good out of it, by showing that sacrificial love to each other that our union with you allows us to do. Amen.
And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Make them laugh, don't you? All the work. My dad. They'll be standing in lines for the
We'll see you tomorrow.